Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, happy Tuesday. Is this Tuesday? I don't know when you're listening to it, but we're recording this on a Tuesday. We're off this week at The Late Show, but The Late Show Pod Show is never off. And I'm here with my producer, Becca. Becca, let's see if I can figure out who the guest is tonight. Give me the date.
This was recorded
in of this rerun, I should say. This is for the rerun that we're running tonight. When was this recorded?
This aired November 1st, 2019.
So, this is before COVID. This was the before times. My goodness, I was so thin. I had flesh. I had flesh in the places where I wanted them. Let's see. Give me a hint. Is this person in show business?
Yes.
Okay. Is this person in movies?
No.
Television?
Yes.
So this person in television. Does this person work for the CBS Corporation?
No.
Okay. Television, not CBS. That doesn't seem right. Is this person in late night?
Yes.
Is this John Oliver?
No.
Ooh, is this Conan O'Brien?
It is.
Oh, wow.
It is.
It's funny to be on a podcast talking about Conan O'Brien. That seems like a snake with a tail in its mouth.
This is the flipped interview.
Oh, where he interviewed me.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't care for it.
Okay. We don't have to air.
No. I like Conan, and I like how the interview turned out. I'm not a huge fan of being interviewed on talk shows anymore. I'd rather be the host.
Mm.
The pressure of being a guest is enormous, and I feel for every guest who comes on, because even pros, people who've been doing it a long time, well, they want it to go well. I know I've got the edit. I mean, I employ the people who edit the interview. It's always going to be good for me, baby.
Yeah.
And so, when you sit in the other chair, I feel like I've just started off in show business and I'm coming on Dave for the first time. Though the first person who actually ever interviewed me for a talk show was Conan O'Brien.
Oh, wow.
It was like 2001 or 2 or something like that summer. And I was down in South Carolina, and I got a call saying, and they must have had a cancellation. I mean, you know, I know how things work. They were like, well, who can we get? It's the summer. It's August. No one wants to come up here. And so I flew up from South Carolina from vacation and did Conan. It didn't go well. I mean, he was great. But, yeah.
Can I ask, is it a specific experience interviewing another late night host compared to any other?
It's actually a lot of fun to interview. I mean, Conan's enormous fun to interview, and kind of a vacation because he's a champion talker, and you basically ask him a question and then you can just start drinking your coffee for a while. But no, it's a lot of fun because, you know, they each have a pretty good idea of how the interview is going.
Yeah, totally.
And especially like when I have a host of a talk show on, and in the middle of it, it's happened more than once where they go like, this isn't going well. But this one went great. You're going to love today's podcast.
Great. Without further ado, here's Conan O'Brien from 2019.
Ladies and gentlemen, my next guest tonight applied to be a writer on my late night show back in the early 1990s. He wasn't ready then, but a spot just opened up. I'd like to talk to him, see if he's got what it takes. I've been told he's made some progress in the business. Please welcome a Stephen Colbert. Stephen, what a God. Thrilled to have you here.
So happy to. I'm a big fan. I've been a fan for ages.
Who the hell do you think you are?
I'm Stephen Colbert. Look at me.
You know, I really I think you have a lot of explaining to do.
I am needy.
You're needy.
And when I'm not with the audience, I get panicky.
You get panicky without the audience.
I get a little depressed when I can't stand in front of an audience and tell them jokes and get laughs. I get depressed.
Yeah.
I get depressed.
Yeah.
I get lonely.
What's that like?
They're my only friends, Conan.
Okay. Okay. What? Curious. What's that like to be a needy performer who's only happy if they're getting laughs, and without it, they feel shallow and empty? I want to explore that world because it's a mystery to me.
It's profitable.
Yeah.
I've turned my mental illness into a business model.
You know that that's exactly what my father said to me about 15 years ago. He was watching me perform, and he said, "Oh, I understand now. You've taken something that should be treated and turned it into an occupation."
Did he really say that?
Yes, he did. I want to ask you about what's going on back here. You're not a people person because you douse yourself with Purell after each... Is this what you do? Because I want to ask
you... No, it's before. This is real. I do. You don't have this behind your desk?
I have a hazmat chamber I go into.
Just when I'm, all when I'm irradiation?
Done, yeah, whenever I'm done with a guest and I'm like, "Thanks a lot, Mr. T," I go into a special chamber and then I'm doused with various lights, liquids, gases, creams, and oils.
No, I have this back there to protect my guests because I don't want to get my guests sick. And because I am always operating. I don't know how you deal with your show after 25 years, but this is breaking me.
It's breaking you?
It's breaking my endocrine system, and I'm sick
all the time. You didn't have to say that. You don't have to say it's breaking my endocrine system. That made some of us feel not so smart.
Really?
Yeah.
Really, Conan O'Brien?
That's right.
Really, Mr. Harvard?
I knew you'd pull that. What
an endocrine... Here's the thing.
It's a different Harvard. It was the Harvard Driving School.
The best. The best.
I can parallel park. Summa, yes. In parallel parking.
Uh-huh. It's better than Yale diesel mechanics. No, but I don't want to get my guests sick, and I often will have a cold or something like that, and I don't want to get my guests sick.
Yeah, that's very wise.
I'm being thoughtful, Conan.
Yeah.
You're Typhoid Mary over there on your show. You're like, "Come here."
I like
Come here, oldest man in the world.
"Hello, Dame Judi Dench." You know. I didn't really do it.
You really, really. I want playback. Jim, I want playback on that.
I commit as a performer.
That was like watching a meteor shower. Is this mine?
It was yours. Now it's got my snot in it, but go ahead.
I'm good.
How do you come down from a show? When I do a show, I get a lot of energy from it, and then I come home, and my family isn't interested. They're not. They don't want hyperactive Conan at home. They don't. What do you do? How do you? You have a lovely family. How do you make that?
This is how I do it. I live in Philly. It takes me 3 hours to get there.
Right. That's,
yeah. By the time I get there, I just go straight to bed. My children haven't seen me since 2005. What do I do? I don't know. I guess I'm unpleasant. When I first get home.
Me too. I'm unpleasant.
That's the secret. Find somebody who will stay with you regardless of the fact that you're really hard to be with. Can I tell you a story about you?
Yeah.
And that is, this fall, I celebrated 25 years with my wife. Our 25th wedding anniversary was coming up, and when we first started... Thank you. She puts up with me.
Yeah.
So I wanted to do something special. And when we first started dating, she lived in New York and I lived in Chicago. And there was no internet. We couldn't afford telephone calls. So we wrote each other letters almost every day. We have hundreds of letters to each other.
That's so cool. You're like a Civil War veteran.
Very much so. Sad violins play whenever I think about it. My dearest Lorraine. And so for, but they've been packed away in this box. She actually had a very, very pretty little box that she put them all in, and she put them somewhere back in the attic. I don't know where they were, and I wanted to get them to get a few out to read to each other on our anniversary. And I didn't know where they were, and she knows where everything is. But I can't ask her because it's got to be a surprise.
Right.
So I thought, I'm walking up the steps and going, where? How can I ask her where they are? And when we first started dating is when I applied to be a writer on your first show.
1993, yeah.
Yeah. And we were married the month you came on the air, in October of 1993. And I thought, oh, I know. Hey, hon, I got a call from Conan last night. And she goes, oh, what did he want? I said, you remember how I applied to be a writer on Conan's show? And he didn't hire me, and I don't resent him at all. And and she goes, yeah, I remember that. You talk about it a lot. And I said, he called me because he is ending his present show, and he's going to change up the show.
Right.
And for the end of his show, he's having people who submitted to his original show. He's looking back 25 years. Come on and read some of the original pitches to the original show. And he wants me to just read it at my desk. I don't have to go to L.A. I can't find those original pitches. She goes, well, where would they be? I said, the last time I saw them, they were in the same box as those letters that we wrote to each other. And she goes, oh, my God, you're going to have to put on a headlamp and crawl into the eaves because it's in the back and the thing and behind it, and you see the kids, and you'll see the kids' original bassinet. It's behind there. It's in the box. It's labeled something else, but go in, and it's in the bottom. And I go, great. So I go get them. I come out, and I hide the things from her, and I said, I couldn't find it. I couldn't find the Conan stuff. I'll have to look someplace else. And the next day, you announced that you're changing your show.
Right.
I didn't know.
Right.
I made that up as a lie to my wife.
I changed the show to justify the lie so you wouldn't get caught.
You're a good man.
I'm a very good man.
You're a good man.
Maybe the best man ever.
Yeah.
That's all the time we have. This really didn't go anywhere. Hey.
Hey.
Good luck. You'll get a gig. Network's easy. Stephen Colbert, everybody.
Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. The Daily Show podcast has everything you need to stay on top of today's news and pop culture. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show, Ears Edition, wherever you get your podcasts.
Jeremy Renner returns to Paramount Plus for a brand new season of the original hit series, Mayor of Kingstown.
My job is to create a balance, avoid a war.
From executive producer Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone.
There's some new players in town, and they brought the flag.
And Antoine Fuqua, director of Training Day.
I know it's always been a war zone, Mike, but this is next level.
The mayor is back in business.
Are you warning me?
You don't want to find out.
Mayor of Kingstown. New season streaming June 2nd. Exclusively on Paramount+.